Welcome to the W5VSA repeater. Good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1628, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, September the 9th, 2025, which in UTC time is Wednesday, September the 10th, 2025 at 0100. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control. And this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we're on the 145.19 repeater in West Houston, also the 443.325 repeater in Katy. They both have a PL tone of 123.0, and then there are links to the 146.7 and the network that it's on downtown, and then there's other repeaters and the AMSAT DMR talk group of 98006, YSF Fusion 11689, All Star Node 572580 when those connections are up and running. And then there's Echo Link, and that always seems to be working, and it's over at Star, AMSAT Star. Okay, I will now take local check-in.
Whiskey, Delta 5, Juliet, Romeo, Delta, WD5, JRD, Carl, Jersey Village, good evening, Marty.
All right, good evening, Carl. WD5JRD, WV5Y, you're sounding good this evening. Full quadding as always. Good audio into the repeater. Anybody else out there? Okay, well, let's see. We want to remind everybody you can call and make a quick phone check-in to the net. The number is 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no numbers and no dashes, as Andy's like to say. And then there's also that email. It's wv5y@comcast.net. And thanks to Bruce, KK5DO, our URL master out there, webmaster. We've got our website going, and you can click on the links if you so desire over at amsatnet.com, and we appreciate Bruce putting those up there for us.
PL-123.
Okay, we don't have any really new news out of the South Texas Moon Launch team just lately, other than they do hold their meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's at 4:30 p.m. in a local restaurant here, so that would be tomorrow, and then they have their meeting on the internet there on Zoom, and that takes place at 8 p.m. Central, and that's over at k5wh.net/zoom. So we appreciate Walter, K5WH, and John, AB5SF, keeping those balloons going up there, and the South Texas Balloon Launch Team still going. So let's see here. And now we're going to, I guess, switch over to the AMSAT News Service Bulletin. News service bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports and activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating to analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And tonight's ANS editor is Frank Kanoskis in 1UW. Okay, this is ANS number 250. And the news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. And you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service bulletins through the ANS list. To join the list, you go to mailman.amsat.org/Pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. Hi, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. The AMSAT Ambassadors Show at the Ham Exposition Convention was a success. AMSAT was well represented at the 2025 Ham Exposition that was held in Marlborough, Massachusetts. The event was also the ARRF Convention. AMSAT Senior Software Engineer Burns Fisher, WB1FJ, AMSAT Hamvention Chair Phil Smith, W1EME, and AMSAT Board of Director Barry Baines, WD4ASW, staffed the booth during the weekend, and that was in, from August the 21st through the 24th. Got a lovely picture of the three of them, the booth staffers there, a picture taken by Mike Reisbach, K1TWF, there on the AMSAT News Service bulletin. And the booth was appropriately decked out with the AMSAT Ambassador flag, as well as other signage from previous events. An aerial antenna was displayed on a portable rotation system, plus a 3D printed model of the 3U Golf T satellite with deployable solar panels was on hand. And they also had an AMSAT CubeSat simulator that was operating during the event, and it sold on Sunday. AMSAT did provide a door prize for the convention, and that was a copy of SAT-PC-32 software, and that was won by Roger Pushore, NK1I. So congratulations to him. On Saturday afternoon, Burns Fisher presented AMSAT Golf T software, How Does It Work? During the forum, his talk was about the flight software on Golf T, including how multiple processors are coordinated. A second presentation titled SDR Transponder / Transceiver was delivered by Ray Roberts, WA1CYB. Ray is a member of the AMSAT engineering team. And ANS thanks Barry Baines, WB4ASW, for that information. Okay, your 2025 AMSAT President's Club coin is waiting. It's celebrating the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight. You can help support Golf and Fox Plus. Join the AMSAT President's Club today and help keep amateur radio in space. And the URL is www.amsat.org/join-the-amsat-presidents-club. AMSAT is very proud to announce two new Gridmaster Award recipients. It was a great pleasure that AMSAT announces two new recipients of the Gridmaster Awards in the past week. Bruce Robertson, VE7PTN, has achieved the AMSAT Gridmaster Award number 74 by confirming all 488 Maidenhead grid squares in the continental United States. In his announcement, Bruce thanked everyone for the QSOs and especially the rovers. Thanks for roving. His recognition of the portable operators who make rare grids possible underscores the community spirit at the heart of this award. Grace Papai, K8LG, has also earned the AMSAT Gridmaster Award, becoming recipient number 73. Like all Gridmasters, this reflects years of dedication in working and confirming all 488 continental United States grids. Her achievement places her in the very small circle of operators who have reached this milestone. And we will thank Mitch Ehrensdorf, 80HJ, for that information.
W5BSA repeater.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. You want to register now for the AMSAT Symposium because the prices will increase on September the 16th. Discounted registration for the 2025 AMSAT Symposium to be held October the 17th to the 19th, 2025, in Phoenix, Arizona, will be available through September the 15th, and then the prices increase on September the 16th. Of course, the symposium will be held at the Holiday Inn Suites, Phoenix Airport North. And for details, you can visit www.amsat.org/43rd-amsat-space-symposium-and-annual-general-meeting. Proposals for symposium papers and presentations are invited on any topic of interest to the amateur satellite community. We request a tentative title of your paper or presentation as soon as possible, with a final copy submitted by October the 8th for inclusion in the symposium proceedings. Proposals for presentations at the symposium do not require a paper. Presentations will be recorded and made available on AMSAT's YouTube channel and transcribed and published with its slides in the proceedings. And your proposal should be sent to Frank Kanoskis in 1UW via f.kanoskis@amsat.org. And that's f.karnauskas@amsat.org. And we want to thank AMSAT for that information.
L-123.
Okay, let's see, we're just about at quarter past the hour here, so we're going to take a quick standby and see who we've had checking in. See, we got Charlie, K5ENG. We talked to him a couple days ago, so it sounds like things are going good over there. We got Dale, WD0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota, and he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website in case we mess up and don't get things all recorded properly, which has happened once or twice. So we appreciate Dale doing that backup for us. Then there's Vern, WA0RCR, out there in Wentzville, Missouri, and he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, as he likes to say, and that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. Now we got Kai, N6ZZO. He's out there in McKinleyville, California, and he's one of our podcast listeners, and he calls and checks in there during the week, so we appreciate that. see. Looks like we'll have anything from APRS, from the Internet Relay Chat System. We've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, and hello to Rachie. And then we've got Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, K8WX, and then also WAQHV. Okay, then from Echolink, see, we've got Mitch, 80HJ, and of course, thanks to Mitch, there is the Wednesday night AmSatNet that takes place, and that's over on the DMR, on the digital stuff. So that's on the AmSat Digital Talk Group, 98006, or YSF Fusion, it's 11689, and that's at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. So if you're going to be doing any roving, making any grid squares available on satellites, you might get on the Wednesday night net there and let those guys know it's going to be coming up. Okay, so we'll say hello to Indoff, N6UTC. He's out there in Long Beach, California. And then we've got Nolan, K0HAA. Good evening. Welcome to the Houston AmSatNet. Now we have Dave, WB7DRU. He's up there in Howard Lake, Minnesota. And Dave has been one of our listeners up there for decades. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. The four seats on the board of directors are up for election this year. Four candidates receiving the votes shall be declared elected to the seats, and the candidate receiving the next largest number of votes shall be declared the first alternate. Members' opportunity to vote ends on Monday, September the 15th, 2025. Results will be announced no later than September the 30th, 2025. So, if you're an AmSat member, be sure and vote for those AmSat Board of Directors. Following candidates have been duly nominated, and they are as follows. Okay, we've got Barry Baines, WD4ASW, Jerry Buxton, N0JY, Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, Frank Kanoskis, N1UW, and Douglas Tabor, N6UA. AmSat members may review the candidate statements and cast their ballots over at launch.amsat.org/2025-BOD-election. And we want to thank Douglas Tabor, N6UA, AmSat Secretary, for that information. All right, hey, you need new satellite antennas? Well, you can purchase M2 LEO packs from the AmSat store. And when you purchase through AmSat, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. The URL is amsat.org/product-category/hardware. All right, we've got the Gridmaster map, satellite top 100 rovers. This is the September 2025 rankings. September 2025 rankings for the top 100 rovers, which is a mixture of low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, and geostationary satellites in satellite operations is determined by @GridmasterMap on X has been released. The ranking is determined by the number of grids and DXCC entities activated taking into account only those grids where a minimum number of QSOS logs on the gridmaster.fr website have been validated by a third party. Grid numbers do not directly reflect the exact number of activations. Satellite operators are encouraged to upload their logbook of the world's satellite contacts to gridmaster.fr in order to provide more accurate data. And this is an update. It was done on 9/4/2025. Okay, here we go with the list. Drum roll. Still we have in first place, ND9M. Okay, then we've got NJ7H, UT1FG, JA9KRO, N5UC, F5VMJ, DL6AP, DP0POL, OE3SEU, WI7P, K5ZM, WY7AA, LU5ILA, N6UA, W5PFG, N15th, and then we got N9IP, HA3FOK, DL2GRC, AK8CW, N4AFV, AB0DX, and then there's Mitch, 80HJ, in position number 22. Okay, and then we've got ND0C, from China we've got BA1PK, and then WB9EWK in position number 25. Okay, then we've got KX9X, DJ8MS, KG5CCI, ON4AUC, N5BO, KABL, KE4AL, PA3GAN, KB5FHK, AC0RA, JO2ASQ, F4BKV, HJ5LVR, KI0KB, VA3VGR, VE3HLS. And then rounding up the first half, we've got KI7UNJ, LA9XGA, BG7QIW, DF2ET, N7AGF, VK5BG, K7TAB, JL3RNZ, and XE3DX in position number 50.
DL123.
All right, and then for the second half of the list, we've got KE0WPA, KE0PBR, JK2XXK, EA4NF, PR8KW, XE1ET, EB1AO, W7WGC, LU4JVE, N6DNM, SM3NRY, F4DXV, W8LR, KI7QEK, and then there's W1AW in position number 65. And then we got Patrick A5PK in 66. Okay, then there's WV5GRW, VE1CWJ, KE9AJ, AB7DB, HB9GWJ, SP5XSD, DL4EA, N8RO, and VA7LM. We've got M1BBB, KM4LAO, BE7PTN, N4UFO, and then we've got NDOF N6UTC in position number 80. Congratulations, NDOF. You have PT2AP, AA8CH, VE1VOX, FG8OJ, PT9BM, YU0W, KI7UXT, KJ7NDY, AF5CC, KO0FFY, KM1CAX. We got VE3GOP, PS8BR, W8MTP, KB2YSI, DK9JC, N4DCW, KG4AKZ, WA9JBQ, and N0TEL. Alright, we want to say thanks to Mitch here in Storf, 80HJ, and the at Gridmaster Map for that information. Okay, that slides us right into the VUCC satellite standing list for September the 2025. And this is a change summary, so this is how many they've worked there in the last month or so. And this is going from August the 1st, 2025 to September the 1st, 2025. Okay, we've got W5CBF going from 1554 to 1788, EA2AA from 1100 to 1125, K8LG from 1030 to 1106, JA1QJI from 600 to 1006, that's a bunch of contacts. We've got W8LR from 911 to 916, E70A, or E70A, I guess that is, from 796 to 840, KC4CJ from 751 to 776, KP3V from 526 to 600, and K5ND from 530 to 531. Got HP2VX going from 516 to 527, JO4K. JKL from 401 to 511, DJ7NT from 432 to 510, K3HPA from 375 to 400, WA3YDZ from 271 to 353, WB5GRW and grid EM13QC going from 213 to 313. Okay, we've got WB5GRW going from 213 to 312, OH3BP from 226 to 256, TU5DDC from 213 to 241, NK0S from 171 to 175, W4BB from 100 to 159, and WB5TX going from 128 up to 135, and we'll thank John Goering in 7AZ for that information. All right, and John also does for us the VXCC satellite standing for September in 2025. And of course, VXCC are actually countries work. So the VXCC satellite award endorsement change summary will be the number of countries these people have worked in the last month, going from August the 1st, 2025, to September the 1st, 2025.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Okay, we've got the drum roll going again. Call DK9JC. Going from 152 countries worked in August up to 180 in September. And we've got I3BUI going from 172 also up to 180. So congratulations to those two folks at the top of the list. We have G4GIR going from 172 to 176. ZS1LS from 168 to 175, SV8CS from 165 to 167, YO2KHK from 158 to 165, EA2AA from 162 to 164, PS7JN from 126 to 150, E70A from 125 to 135, IK8YSS from 111 to 133, TF1A is going from 113 to 116. Okay, that geostationary satellite for those folks on the other side of the world really seems to help, because we don't have anybody from the United States on the list until we get down to W8LR here, going from 114 to 115. So congratulations to him. We have TA4SO, new on the list, with 101, DF5SF, new with 100, and EI6KC, new on the list with 100 countries worked. Congratulations to the new DXCC satellite holders. All right, TA4SO is the first DXCC satellite holder from Turkey, and grid KM47, and EI6KC is the first DXCC satellite holder from Ireland, and IO63. So once again, we want to thank John Goring in 7AZ for that information. And of course, we can't forget TF1A out there from going from 113 to 116, you know, up there in Iceland. So there's, of course, there can't be too many folks working satellites up in Iceland. Fresh off the phone line, we just heard from Vern, W0RCR, and of course, again, he's out there in Winston-Salem, Missouri, and he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, and that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band, and also calling to check in there during the net. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSat Net. Well, we're a couple of minutes here past the bottom of the hour, but we're going to go ahead and take a standby, see if we have any more check-ins. So any check-ins to the Houston AmSat Net, come now. All right, hey, you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? Well, you can get your AmSat car flag and other neat stuff from the Zazzle store. And when you do, 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And that's over at www.zazzle.com/AmSat_here.
DL123.
Okay, looks like again we're going through tonight's material pretty quickly. So, too bad we don't have things set up where we can send some slow scan pictures there at the end of that, like Andy used to do. So we'll have to maybe look at some more hardware, some more different changing some configurations. Maybe we could get back into doing that at some point there in the future. It looks like this week there are no additions or deletions to the AmSat TLE distribution, but we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, Orbital Elements Manager, for letting us know, and 29 Elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian Elements, or just KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to to the SDP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Okay, to put that in human language, it means that you download this file that you get off the internet once a month, or once a week, rather, and update your satellite tracking programs, and it keeps everything in place. Put those satellites right in the spots where they're supposed to be. So, it's a good thing. And, yeah, weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. And the TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day. And new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. You can find more information on Keplerian elements over at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. Okay, you can check out our website, and thanks to Bruce, KK5BO, that's over at www.amsatnet.com. If you'd like to get information on how do you get awards or get certificates for making satellite contacts, well, Bruce is the AMSAT awards guy, as well as being a board of director. So, and he is on a board of directors meeting this evening, he said. But you can check out that information over on my website. It's over at www.amsatnet.com. And then you can also go over to www.amsat.org, and you can find information on the satellites, like the status, whether they're operating currently or not, and the frequencies that they are operating on. And then there's information about the upcoming symposium and the store where you can even buy satellite antennas. So that's right over at www.amsat.org. Okay. Looks like our signal strength has taken a little bit of a hit there on the repeater. Probably something outside the wacky going on with the antenna there. You never know. Let's see. Looks like we're okay still getting in, though. Let's see, we do have some ARS news. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts and JAXA astronauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145 megahertz worldwide. Okay, we've got upcoming contact. Let's see, on September the 11th. And that's the Taka Town Board of Education Children's Future Division in Taka Town, Japan. They have a contact direct via JA3YRL with ISS call sign scheduled to be OR4ISS with crew member Kamaya Kui, KG5BPH, and the ARS mentor is Satoshi Usada, 7M3TJZ, and the contact is a go Thursday, September the 11th, 2025 at 09:22:34 UTC. Okay, the Ethiopian Space Science Society in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, had a contact, a telebridge via VK4KHZ. The ISS call sign was NA1SS. The crew member was Kamaya Kui, KG5BPH. And the Aris mentor was Peter Koffler, IN3GHZ. And the contact was Thursday, September the 4th, 2025 at 08-23-14 UTC. Okay, then we have a research vessel, the EV Nautilus in the Pacific. Was near Howland and Baker Island, U.S. territories, but then they headed to Rarotonga and the Cook Islands for repairs. And they had a televridge via K6VUE. The ISS call sign was NA1SS. The crew member was Zena Cardman, KJ5CMN. And the Aris mentor was Anna Guzman, KI5SVP. And that contact was Thursday, September the 4th, 2025 at 09-03-21. Okay, the crossband repeater on the International Space Station continues to be active. It's on 149.0 megahertz up with a PL tone of 67. And then the downlink is on 437.800. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. And the packet system is also active on the ISS. It's on 145.825 megahertz up and down. And as always, if there's an EVA, a docking or an undocking, the Aris radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. Okay, we do have some scheduled radio power down and power up times. Tuesday, September the 9th, 2025, at 08:15 UTC, there's a power down due to the Progress 91P undock. And then Wednesday, September the 10th, 2025, at 1400 UTC, there should be power back up due to the Progress 91P undock. And then Saturday, September the 13th, 2025, at 12:35 UTC, a power down due to Progress 93P arrival. And then Sunday, September the 14th, 2025, at 1400 UTC, a power up due to Progress 93P arrival being complete. Note, all times are approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital predictions or start listening about 10 minutes before our listed times. And the latest information on the operation mode for the International Space Station can be found over at www.aris.org/current-status-of-iss-station.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use can be found at www.aris.org/contact-v-iss.html.
PL-123.
All right, we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the Aris Operation Team mentors, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WVFOM-Y, in the Houston AmSat Net. Okay, that repeater's gone a little wanky on it. We're keying up another one out there. Something's going on. Let's see, we do have some AMSAT ambassador activities. AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communication through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, handfests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. Okay, we've got the Radio Society of Tucson Autumn Ham Fest, September the 27th, 2025, at the Calvary Lutheran Church, 8711 East Speedway in Tucson, Arizona. And you should see N1UW there with the AMSAT booth. And for information, you can go to k7rst.club/2025-08/rst-autumn-amfest-2025. All right, then we've got October the 11th, the North Star Radio Convention at the Hennepin Technical College. That's at 9000 Brooklyn Boulevard in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, 55445. And the URL is northstarradio.org. And you should see Mitch, 80HJ, there, man in the AMSAT booth. Okay, then we've got the big one, the convention for the AMSAT, October the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, the AMSAT Board of Directors meeting, and then also the 43rd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting. And that's at the Holiday Inn and Suites, Phoenix Airport North, 1515 North of 44th Street in Phoenix, Arizona, and that's 85008. And you can go to www.amsat.org/2025-symposium. Okay, we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, the director of the AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information.
W5BSA repeater.
Hey, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Let's see, we've got some satellite shorts here from all over. AMSAT Ambassador Tom Schuessler, N5HYP, had a great opportunity to present a Getting Started with Amateur Satellites talk on Monday, August the 25th, to the Denton County Amateur Radio Station, and that's Dakara of Denton, Texas. There were at least 50 in attendance in the room, plus a few more by Zoom. After Tom's presentation, Andrew Koenig, KE5GVB, delivered a wrap-up report on Richardson Wireless's club, August the 23rd, high-altitude balloon launch. Got a message there from Andrew, KC5LWI. I guess he says the interference and the weak repeater I'm hearing, this might be one of my radio here, is not interfering with me, so that's good news. The KE5GVB high-altitude balloon launch had multiple amateur radio payloads and cameras on board. The balloon was launched from Old Salina Park in Salina, Texas, and ascended to a maximum altitude of 105,528 feet before bursting and rapidly descending back to the ground just north of Justin, Texas. The Crossband VHF UHF repeater was the star of the show, with hams in all directions reporting clear communication, including the Johnson Space Center and Pearland to the south, Abilene and Amarillo to the west, and several stations in Arkansas to the northeast. The report with some great images can be found on the K5RWK website, and that's over at www.k5rwk.org/2025/08/24/RWK-high-altitude-balloon-launch-wrap-up-august-23. And we want to thank Tom Schuessler, K5HYP, for that information. V5Y in the Houston AmSat Net. The RFGB 2025 convention will be held 1st through the 12th, and that's at the Kent Hill Conference Center in Milton Keynes. The program is full of entertaining, intriguing, and thought-provoking presentations and have been organized into three streams: Discover, Learn, and Progress. Organizers are also excited to offer three workshops to help attendees learn and develop skills in a practical setting. Young hams who are under 21, you can attend the convention free of charge. Attendees who are under the age of 16, you must be accompanied by a responsible adult. Presentations will be streamed live by the BATC and recorded for later viewing on YouTube. Streaming links will be made available as the event gets closer. Information on the complete presentation schedule and registration details will be found at rsgb.org/main/rsgb-convention-2025. And we will thank the RSGB for that information. Edition of the AM1 SAT Biennial Contest organized by URE and AMSAT EA will take place from September the 15th to the 21st, 2025, as part of the activities of the IBER Radio 2025 event, the 10th Radio Communications Fair, the largest amateur radio event in Spain. And you can go over to www.iberradio.es. The goal is to establish the longest possible radio contact during the competition to satellites orbiting Earth in low Earth orbit. In total, the 15 longest contacts during the competition period will be evaluated. The use of a geostationary satellite is deliberately avoided, as equal treatment among participants cannot be guaranteed either on the GEO satellite itself worldwide.
DL-123.
Okay, you can find complete rules for the contest. That's over at www.amsat-ea.org/app/download/1409423/AM1SAT+2025+contest+-plus-english.pdf. And we'll thank AMSAT EA for that information. And, of course, Bruce has that link for you over at AMSATnet.com. And we appreciate that. Okay, this is Marty, WZ5Y in the Houston AMSATnet. SpaceX's Dragon cargo spacecraft successfully finished a test reboot of the International Space Station on September the 3rd, according to NASA. The freighter fired two of its Draco engines for 5 minutes and 3 seconds during the maneuver, agency officials wrote in a Wednesday statement. The ISS orbits roughly 250 miles above Earth on average, but naturally falls back to our planet due to atmospheric drag. Visiting cargo spacecraft therefore take on the job of lifting the orbiting complex higher every few months. On Wednesday, Dragon's efforts got the station to an orbit of 260.9 by 250.3 miles, according to NASA. The new boost kit in Dragon will help sustain the orbiting lab's altitude through a series of longer burns planned periodically throughout the fall of 2025, agency officials added. NASA has said these tests will also be important for another SpaceX job down the road, which is deorbiting the ISS itself. And you can read the full story over at www.space.com/space-international-space-station/spacex-dragon-cargo-capsule-boost-iss-higher-above-earth-in-key-test. I want to thank space.com for that information, and you should be able to find that link over at amsatnet.com there, thanks to Bruce. All right, well, you can join AMSAT today, and that's by going over to launch.amsat.org, and in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at one-half the standard yearly rate. And post-secondary school students enrolled at least half-time status will be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. And you can also find memberships available and lifetime terms. All right, you can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 73, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that's from this week's ANS editor, Frank Kanauskas, in Juanita. That's f.karnauskas@amsat.org. All right, ANS is a service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. They reside at 712 H Street, NE, Suite 1653, Washington, D.C., 20002. And AMSAT is a registered trademark of the Amateur Satellite Corporation. Well, we hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AMSAT Net. So stay safe out there. Keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts. And we look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, 75ACM, Bruce, KK5DO up there in Roman Forest, and myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week. From the Houston AMSAT Net.